Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Hey everybody, welcome to Don't Make Me Come Back There. We are a funny podcast about family. My name is Dustin Nickerson. I'm a stand-up comedian, the host of the aforementioned podcast. And alongside me in our state-of-the-art recording studio above Public Square Coffee in downtown La Mesa, California, it's my lovely wife, my co-host, and my best friend, Melissa Nickerson.
Hey there.
Gentlemen, with us as well, our producer, Andy Lara, who's currently pouring some coffee. We're going to cheers our coffee right here. What are we drinking here real quick, Mel?
We have two different things.
We have two different things already. Yep. Okay, well, I'm burying the lead here. Guys, in a bit, we're going to do some reviews of some instant coffees. Why? Because we have a lot of parent fans, and even the ones that aren't parents, we got people who are on the go. All right, so we're doing a favor for you guys and reviewing some instant coffees. Just, you know, so what do you got to drink at that volleyball tournament when your alarm goes off at 4:30 a.m. and you got to drive to North County or East County or whatever county?
Or you have five players to transport from the hotel. And if you stop at Starbucks, you're going to spend $50.
$50, exactly.
So you got some instant coffee.
One of the keys of these instant coffee, your kids don't want it. They got no interest in this.
Not a Frappuccino.
But you might want it. So before we do that, you guys, please continue to leave us reviews wherever you listen or watch our comment. YouTube comments, like, subscribe to the Nate Land page, subscribe to our podcast. We're at almost 1,000 reviews.
Awesome.
We're almost there. Mm-hmm. I think we're like one or two away on Apple Podcasts. So go and listen to those. Go and leave those.
They don't have to be funny.
Lucky number 1,000 will get a. I'm not sure. It's hard to know.
Get an instant coffee.
Let's do it. Whoever our 1,000th review is, it's great. Whoever our 1,000th podcast review is, you're getting all of this. We're gonna mail all of these to you. Which means you're going to have to follow up because they don't give us the numbers. Whoever is our 1,000th review on Apple.
To leave a... How are you going to get a hold of this reviewer?
Well, I'm going to read it on here, and I'm going to say the name, and someone's going to say, that was me.
Okay.
And we have an honest group of backseaters here. So, yeah. So anyways.
They're like, I was Nightingale 1100. Okay. We're going to take your word for it.
Perfect. we do love our fans so much, and you guys shooting us emails at don'tmakemecomebackthere@gmail.com and leaving comments in our Facebook group, Dustin Nickerson Comedy Fans. A couple weeks ago, we were talking about lunchroom items, school lunches.
Yes.
What your favorites were, what some ones that you remember were. I talked a lot about the Mountain Bar. There were some people, there's some comments here on the Facebook group. Well, first off, this isn't related to this. Dame said, do you need groceries and shoes? Need a CD and a lawn chair? After you go shopping, do you need to fill up with gas? You'll literally find it at Fred Meyer. Great. Everything you need. Fred Meyer gas? I don't remember Fred Meyer gas.
I don't think ours had that.
Yeah. Well, I think it might have been a later edition, the Fred Meyer gas.
Yeah.
So, I'm a little jacked up on caffeine already, and we're about to just pound instant coffees. And I have one banana in me from 3 hours ago. So, we're going to get jittery and twitchy. This is from Avril, big fan of the pod. She's been with us for a long time, right in that back seat there. She's outgrown her car seat. She started in
so
the car.
So the new fans are in car seats?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. No, facing backwards.
We need some car seaters.
Yeah.
We're
your brand newborns. We went down to the fire station. We got the pool noodle installed, back facing middle seat.
That's right.
Your first pod, your back seat, pool noodle, back seat, looking backwards. You've been here a while. We'll turn you around, passenger seat.
Yep.
She's almost in the front seat.
Forward facing.
Yeah. She's so comfortable. She's back seat, lying down, no seat belt. Road trip. when you're like, my dad won't know. I just need to sleep. If I could just lay down, a car would be so comfortable. Avril says, during the winter months, we would have chili days at lunch where we got a bowl of chili and a huge cinnamon roll. The chili was not the best, but the cinnamon roll made it worth it. This is now a pretty regular meal in our family, especially on camping trips. Quite possibly the only school lunch I've ever had worth replicating.
I like that.
Mm-hmm. Chili and a cinnamon roll.
That sounds amazing.
We have have a couple of phrases in our house. One of them is there's chili in the van. Yeah. That's when the kids are asking for food. Mel, where was the origins of chili in the van?
I don't know.
I don't either.
I guess at one point there was a crock pot of chili in the van.
Yeah.
It must have been.
And there was, you were transporting it into something, the crock pot strikes again. Beef-based chili.
Beef-based chili.
Mel, 75 beef-based dishes. It's too much.
BTS for that one.
Yeah. Oh, I'm sure we'll post it. You got to post that in the Facebook group.
Oh, I will.
75 beef-based dishes. Oh, yeah, that was in the BTS. Oh, yeah, that's where that came from. One of Mel's 75 beef-based dishes is a beef chili that was being transported, and the kids were wanting food, and Mel was like, there's chili in the van.
If you're like, can we eat out? There's chili in the van.
Can we get Raisin Cane's? There's chili in the van. Mm-hmm. Can we get this is my new one, though, when they want a beverage at wherever we're going. I go, there's root beer in the shed.
Yeah.
You guys never want it, but there's root beer in the shed. There's chili in the van. There's root beer in the shed. So
that's right.
Speaking of root beer, Charlie, I think is how you say it. Looks like Charlie said root beer milk. His school had root beer milk.
Ooh, interesting.
So that's just like a chocolate milk.
I'm open to it.
I think it's more like a zingy or cream soda. Mm. I think it may be. No, that can't be right.
I'm open to the idea of root beer milk. Because it sounds.
It's a root beer float.
It's a root beer float.
That's right. That's
right there.
That's what it is.
I think you might have been poor and your school was doing root beer floats and they're like, we have root beer milk.
Can't afford a freezer.
Yeah, hey, go to A&W, get a root beer float. We'll just. We're done here. Off-brand root beer. Government milk. Root beer milk.
Root beer milk.
Anybody else have root beer milk? I've never even heard of that. But this is an email we got from Lucas. School lunch memories is the subject. It said, hey, guys. Great pod, first of all. My kids are a bit younger than yours. 2 girls, 1 4-year-old and 7. And your tales of parenting and family are fantastic. Thank you. They have me looking forward to later years and also already mourning the fact that my babies aren't exactly babies anymore. Well, we'll talk about that here in a bit. I'm from and still live in Sevier County, Tennessee, and went to school here, primary through high school, 2000 to 2013. I didn't eat school lunch very often, and especially not during high school because the food quality took a steep dive after the new nutrition standards went into effect. I don't blame the standards, but we're in the South, for goodness sakes. If we want to wash down our ice cream with sweet tea, that's our business. Anyhow, every year in high school for Thanksgiving, Christmas, and Easter dinner, the lunch ladies would throw the standards out the window and cook a proper meal. I'm talking whole turkeys, whole hams, casseroles, non-instant mashed potatoes, and 2 or 3 varieties of individually sized pies, typically pecan. Can you scroll down, Andy? Typically pecan, key lime, and pumpkin. We definitely enjoy the food, but being older and a dad now, I appreciate it for the love and care for the students, some of whom didn't ever get a home-cooked meal, much less a holiday feast. Thanks for taking the time to read this and keeping us backseaters entertained. Lucas, great email. That's nice.
There is something about the individual pie that's like the individual pizza.
Yeah.
Like, it's all mine.
Oh, man.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Your own pie. Anything that's personal size, it accomplishes the job. It feels personal. It feels like, this is mine.
It's true.
I don't have to share this.
No, this is my little pie. Mm-hmm. On Thanksgiving, I'll do it with a full pie.
This is mine.
On Thanksgiving, I get my own personal pie. Thank you. Whatever happened to the little pies you could buy in the convenience store? Remember those?
Oh, they're still there.
They're still there?
Oh, yeah. Every now and then I get a side eye to one. I'm like, a little apple Hostess pie.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you ever do that when you go into a grocery store and go, how long has this Kind bar been here?
Yeah.
Years, right?
For me, it was my first office building. Like, I was like a summer intern.
Yeah.
And they had like a sundries, like shop okay. the bottom floor. Yeah. And I was, you know, I finally did it. I bought like a Reese's.
Yeah.
And it was the oldest Reese's ever.
You ate it though.
I don't even know if I ate it. It really? Was like salty. And,
did the peanut butter like kind of just you know, crumble and disintegrate?
Yeah, it was crumbly. Yeah. And then I never, that you know, one bad candy bar at a gift shop, like you're like, nope. You know, so
yeah,
that's how you. Yeah, it was super old.
It hasn't eaten Reese's since.
It's wrong.
We actually speaking of
weird
losing,
science.
Weird. Speaking of losing something that was good to you for a long time, we had mm-hmm. a friend who's a park ranger and ruined the hot dog stand outside
street,
of the concert for us.
Dogs.
The street hot dog.
Yeah. Oh.
And he's like, dude,
we're the best.
He said we shut so many of those down. He's like, we open up. There's cockroaches and
mold
maggots and mold.
Yeah.
It goes, none of those are legal. They're all so bad. There's his lip. Andy's lip
I'm
is trembling.
I
know.
That hurts.
It hurts.
Don't,
it hurts.
Don't tell me.
I lost the. Mel did it to me and now I'm doing it to you. I'm ruining lives. Mel ruined my life with that.
I know because you walk outside an event you
hot
know,
dog?
At 10 p.m. and there's a bacon wrapped hot dog grilling in front of you.
And you're tired.
We've talked about this.
Smells
that,
so
that.
Good.
It's the best hot dog you've ever had. We did. I left a Padres game and didn't get one last night. I was like, "Do you, I just? I was like, maybe there could be one where I could see under it. So I could, you know what I mean? Like an open."
And they've got like the certificates, you know.
Yeah, if this could be licensed by the city, but then it probably wouldn't be as good. But I mean, it's unbelievable. And the amount of times that we've walked out of the observatory or mm-hmm. we've got them at the bowl. Just you walk out and you're just like, "This is it.
It's all I want.
This is all I want."
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. My like my snobby crunchiness like has a hard time just looking at the ingredients all on the side. I'm like, oh, it's not very good quality ingredients.
Yeah.
Now I'm just like, well. I don't know. Maybe the maggots are healthier. Maybe the roaches are healthier. I don't know.
Day
and age.
But it's got to be like
based.
To me, it's a lot like boiling water. I mean, by the time you cook that maggot, is it even bad for you?
Of course not.
I bet it's a delicacy.
Oh.
You know what?
Tons of protein.
One of our best hot dogs we've ever had was with John Foreman, the lead singer of Switchfoot, randomly outside of the observatory.
I know.
And you took that from us, Melissa.
I did.
You didn't have to tell me.
I didn't mean to ruin this.
Yeah.
Someone ruined it for me.
You're right.
And then you can't just hold that information. You have to share it with
you
someone.
You did have to share it to me, and it might have saved my life. All right, a couple more emails here, I think. If you scroll down there, I think we got some more. Kimberly, this was interesting. Cheese Zombies, the brain-eating school lunch of Western Washington. Hi, Dustin and Melissa. I hope you're well. I learned of your podcast on Nateland and have loved catching up on it.
Yes.
Thank you for being authentic and fun. The podcast is bright spot every Thursday. I grew up in Yakima, not Yakima. I know that because I'm from, you know that too. Washington, we had cheese zombies. At best I can tell, they'd roll out the bake-yourself bread dough from the freezer section of giant steel pans, put an unbelievably thick layer of Velveeta on top, and then add another layer of bread and bake it. In my mind, the layer of Velveeta was half an inch thick, but in reality, it was probably a more reasonable quarter inch. They serve these in rectangles the same size as the pizzas from Pizza Day. Cheese zombies were hugely popular, though I could never eat more than half before getting tired of the American cheese flavor. I don't know where the name came from. Perhaps the district's nutritionist inside joke, because if you fed a bunch of elementary school kids that many carbs, that is, they may as well be brain dead zombies in the afternoon. I'm curious if this just was an Eastern Washington thing or if it was big across the mountains as well. I've lived in a number of states and I've never heard of these things being served anywhere. Granted, school lunch is not one of my go-to conversation topics. And
it is now.
Yeah. In regards to kids growing up so fast and getting randomly teary-eyed, my son is just barely 6 and almost daily my butthead iPhone shows me featured photos of my 4-1 boy as a chubby-cheeked toddler with huge silly grin and my heart hurts. I'll have to go back to a dumb phone with only phone calls and texts before my son gets to his senior year to preserve a modicum? Modism? Medium? Mm. Yeah.
It's a new word.
Modicum of sanity. Hang in there. Have a wonderful day. Well, now we need to look up cheese zombies and modicum. A small quantity of particular thing. Great. Now, Google cheese zombies. Was this a thing? Cheese zombie school lunch?
I like the name of it. I like it too,
yeah.
It's very creative for kids.
It seems so plain as a description, though. Oh, clearly.
Oh,
Patty's original cheese zombies. I mean, this is a...
This kind of looks like fair food.
Go to images for me. Okay, cheese zombies are a local... Oh, go back real quick. It was giving me a description. Cheese... Yes, here we go.
Yakima Valley, their origins.
Cheese zombies are a local food delicacy at a school lunch staple, particularly in the Yakima Valley in the Mount Diablo Valley School District in California. They're baked goods filled with melted cheese, often using Velveeta or American cheese, and are made by layering cheese between two layers of bread dough. There you go.
Wow, it's fun that it kind of made history.
Yeah.
It's like fresh baked grilled cheese. I mean, that's
Yeah, give me an image of
that's
it real quick.
That's what we're talking
quick.
About.
Yeah.
That sounds great.
Yeah.
Wow. Well, it actually would be much quicker to make for masses
than grilled cheeses. Cheese. Yeah, I'm not gonna lie. It looks like a grilled cheese sandwich. This is just a grilled cheese sandwich,
but it's
right?
like a hot pocket.
Oh,
it's almost
I see.
Like a mm-hmm. like a bready hot pocket that's just American cheese.
Well,
what's the pizza in a pocket called?
Hot pocket.
Stromboli or
right? No, calzone.
Calzone.
Oh.
Yeah, hot pockets are just the home calzone.
So this is a cheese calzone, kind of.
All right.
But it's bread, not pizza dough.
There you go.
Well, we might have to do a taste test.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
I know. I feel like we're going to have a whole...
Yeah.
we got a bunch of content.
Well,
this.
Speaking of taste test... I mentioned this earlier. We got a lot of people on the go here, and we got a lot of coffee drinkers. Mm-hmm. So Mel took it upon herself, Mel and Andy here, to give us a little, we're going to do a little taste testing, sampling of various instant coffees, and we're just here to recommend, you know, what you guys can drink in your hotel rooms, on the weekend tournaments. Also, we're going into summer. There's tournaments coming up. Whatever you need.
Afternoon.
What do you got here, Mel?
So,
walk me through it.
Yeah, so I've got...
Walk me through the board. That's my quote.
So I just... Some people were very creative. On the Facebook group, there's some travel water brewer machines, kettles, that actually flatten. And so you could pack that in a suitcase, or you could bring the kettle in your car. Someone suggested a baby bottle warmer, because that's boiling water.
Whoa.
So people are getting crazy.
Might get just hot enough for your 205 target temperature range.
I already travel with one of those, so that is helpful.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, actually, you've got the steamer. For your clothing.
I drink from bottles, baby bottles. It's just a thing with me.
So
what can
first
I say?
Of all, you need some hot water.
Yeah.
I'm not getting into temps. I'm not technical.
If you're an instant coffee, we're beyond temperature.
Yeah.
We've reached a level of desperation.
This hotel coffee, you know, soda or caffeine gum, you know, like you're desperate. So, first we've got...
This is Verve.
This is Verve. It's LA-based.
Yeah.
You can buy it on Amazon. We got notes of red apple and zesty citrus.
Let's find out.
Yeah.
Guatemalan, Colombian, Honduras. We got a
blend.
We got a blend.
Blend.
Yep.
We got a blended family
here.
We're gonna
give it a go.
The Verve... that I went to the most randomly is when I was stranded in Santa Cruz. There was one downtown Santa Cruz.
I love that one.
Ooh.
The Santa Cruz.
It's great.
It was great.
I have not been to Santa Cruz. That's good.
That is good. The thing with instant coffee is my goal is drinkable.
That is juicy.
Yeah. And that is downright good flavor. Mm-hmm.
It has a lot of flavor to it.
It does. You know what it is with instant coffee that you notice, though, is the texture. The texture's just a little off on instant coffee, where you're like, because Verve, they make a good cup of coffee, and they know what this is. This is not, they're like, hey, this is our best. But as far as the taste goes, you go, oh, I could choke that down.
Yeah.
So
there is a staleness to bad instant coffee, where you're like, oh, this tastes like stale coffee, and the water isn't right. But this is like, oh, this is actually...
It's better than Starbucks.
This is that.
Yeah.
Better than Starbucks.
You get a box of six, it's like, it could fit in your purse. This. Yeah. These are tiny. It can fit in your pocket. So
I'm gonna rate. Mm-hmm. It's a level. That we're gonna do a 3-level rating system.
Okay.
Our lowest versus the highest. Our lowest is a bump. Our middle is a set or spike. I'm gonna give that a spike.
That's a spike.
That's a spike.
That's a spike.
That's
for
a spike.
Me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Here we go.
Yeah.
Might be downhill from here.
Yeah, no, that was very good. That was very, very good.
We saved the best for first.
Well, two is Dark Horse, which is our favorite, one of our favorite local coffee companies. We go to Dark Horse. Dark Horse is great fast. That's what I think of it. Like, you can go in and out. Mm-hmm. It's a good cup of coffee. They also, a lot of time, our local one here, at least I think they do, they have Nomad Donuts, which are like my second favorite donut in San Diego. So
this looks like a little bag of tea.
Little bag of tea.
And you can get these on their website, Dark Horse Coffee Roasters.
And this is a Columbia.
This is a Columbia. It's it says Black Condor Washed.
Okay.
So. All
right.
I will give both of these a compliment that you can even taste it. Because so much instant coffee, you just go, oh, that's instant coffee. These have legit flavors to them. That's good.
This passes a batch out, like, off the counter.
Yeah.
Easy.
Mm-hmm. I don't like Columbia as a bean, usually.
I do.
And you do. Mm-hmm. So that's not my favorite, but it's not because it's not low quality. So I'm going to give that a set just because it's not. But if that was like a Ethiopian, I'd probably like that more, or Guatemalan. So I'm going to give that a set, but the quality is a spike, but the set. What do you get?
Yeah, it doesn't have all those like notes of like fruit and stuff that Verve had, but it's just straight down the middle. I like it. Remember, guys,
mm-hmm. this setting is 4 a.m. You're taking your kids to a flight, you know, at a LAX or O'Hare or wherever you're flying out of. You're driving.
This is for a car ride.
You guys live in St. Louis. There's no flight out of St. Louis, so you're driving to O'Hare. Your alarm goes off at 2 a.m. What are you drinking?
You're drinking this.
So there. Yep. Again, we're not taste testing high end coffee right now. So we're going to Merritt now.
That's
Merritt,
a spike for me too. What about you, Andy?
I'm going to go spike on that one too. It's great. Gonna be a showdown.
Mm-hmm. Merritt is a San Antonio, Texas based company. We've toured. They're friends of the pod and friends of mine, and really like their stuff. So we got two different Merritts.
So yeah, we do. These are their drip kits. Currently, they're not offered on their website, but they do have these beans on their website.
Okay.
So
if you're Texas,
I think you have to go in store to get the drip kits. So it's like, if you've ever seen it, it's like a little pour over set up. Like with a cardboard.
Mm-hmm.
So you put it on top of your cup and then you pour the hot water into
into the vessel.
The vessel.
Yeah. So for this one, we've got the Andino Leal. Mm-hmm. And this is a Columbia origin.
I can't believe how good instant coffee has gotten. This is crazy to me. All of these are decent coffees. Mm-hmm. Like, I am judging them by, like, instant coffee standards again.
Yeah.
But like, these are fine. This is better than every cup of coffee your parents drank their whole lives.
1000%.
You know, this is better than every Folgers thing that your parents had in your house all growing up, and they like every single one of these is better than that. So this is another set for me, but only because I don't love that type of bean.
I think this is it's almost a spike for me, but it is a little bitter for me.
Mm.
Now, I don't put, like, if I had some cream in there or something, but
yeah,
I'd prefer to just drink black coffee.
Yeah, Andy?
Mm-hmm. So.
Yeah, this is a set for me. Yep. It's still very good, again, but it's, we could, since it's a little pour over, you could dial it farther, but if you're 2 a.m. and you're not thinking straight and you're just hitting this thing with hot water, this is great.
So this one here is also Merritt, but it's a different...
Yes, this is the Lucem, and we've got notes of chocolate, almond, and brown sugar.
Mm.
And this one, what did I write down? It's Arabica coffee.
That I don't care for.
Well, that's your bean quality, but that's not the region.
Oh, it's not?
Yeah, the oh. Yeah.
I was
all coffee is mostly Arabica, and then the tier down is coffee used for food. So if they make food products,
so like
coffee
I was Googling Arabica, mm-hmm. and it was saying that like all of Starbucks coffee is Arabica, mm-hmm. but the beans originated from Ethiopia, but it's
correct.
It's a type.
That's it.
Yeah,
we're getting boring, guys.
That's it.
Bring it back.
Ooh, this has a little kick to it.
Yeah, I don't enjoy that. That's a bump for me. It's not to say that people won't like it, though, because people like what they like it coffee-wise. Yeah. It is a decent quality. I just don't care for the taste.
I'll give
it
a set because I like the sweetness. Yeah. It's a little sweeter.
Are you listening? Whoa.
Yeah, I go bump on that one. I'm going to go bump on that.
Sweetness.
All right.
You got it.
So we've got one more.
Sometimes when the song name is different than the lyric I sing, you know, it's not as obvious. You got it immediately.
Right. It was just so subconscious.
This one is this our last one?
Our last one here. It's a Vietnamese coffee.
How did we hear about this? Andy, who recommended this to us?
So this is the funny thing is some of these were gifted to us and they're very kind. And they're great options, but we just, you know how things sit in the package and you don't
like
try
people
them.
Gifted this to us from the pod listeners or
no
or gigs?
I think from gigs and from roasters and it, you know, it's just hard to try new things, so no, there's just like
this is at the bottom of a just, wrapped gift
no,
basket.
No, I just sometimes you just don't make the effort to learn something new.
Yeah.
So I wanted to try
it. You guys, this is like a little taste tester moment, but Melissa really actually revealed something about herself right there. Sometimes it's just hard to try something new.
It is hard for me to try something new.
Yeah.
For sure.
Where do you think this one comes from?
You're dead, Dustin.
I'm asking a question.
Dustin, not now.
I'm just breaking it up a little bit.
Okay. This is Vietnamese coffee.
Great.
So this is our only Vietnamese type coffee, and it's an LA-based company, Copper Cow Coffee, and you can get it on Target and Amazon and their website. So we're going to give it a go. Number five.
Mambo number five.
That is a Vietnamese coffee.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
It's strong. It does need like some sweetness or some cream to me.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
This is like,
you guys don't order that.
Barely,
if you like,
barely better than Starbucks. Like, I don't know. Maybe same as Starbucks.
If you guys,
right.
Like
a Starbucks drip coffee.
This is like Starbucks. This is.
I'll give it a bump. If you guys like Vietnamese coffee, which is a very specific taste, check it out. Mm-hmm. But I'm Mel 4. We have some upcoming tournaments. We got some upcoming traveling days. We got some upcoming times where we're going to be in place. We don't have coffee alike. I'll take any of these, but I did very much especially like that Verve instant coffee. I think that is a very good. That's my favorite one. And
yeah, and then Dark Horse second.
I highly recommend it, everybody. Check it out.
This is also, if you have...
You can order that online, you said too, right? Sorry to interrupt.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, like if you have like a new parent in your life or something...
That's a thoughtful gift.
A sweet little thing is...
Yeah.
Some quick coffee, some dry shampoo, you know? That's how you save time.
Yeah, the little things. Great.
Yeah.
Well, thanks for doing that. That's a good setup. Yeah. There you go, parents. Check it out. Speaking of parents, Mel, let's do a little weekend recap here. We had a very funny... So I'm in town... for a lot of May, and even one of my weekends that I have, I'm up in Brea because of Joel's senior year and track tournament stuff. First off, our son turns 18 today.
Mm-hmm.
How are you with that, Mom?
It's just crazy.
Yeah.
It's real. Mm-hmm. Yep. It's great, though.
Where are you at emotionally on all that right now? Because I keep wavering. Like, I think I'm reaching acceptance. It would make sense that I probably got there a little sooner than you as the dad. Like, that's not quite as... I didn't grow the human. I don't have...
Sure.
What do you say? His cells in me?
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Like, that's... Mom, you said that one thing about... What was it? What did you say?
Yeah, there's... Like, if you... You know, like, you create the child, you birth the child, their cells are still in the mother. yeah, they live in the mother.
Moms are crazy.
Yeah. That's wild.
It does. I know that. Every once in a while, mm-hmm. you do just sit back and be like, you grew three humans. Grew them. You grew three humans. That's just like, of nothing you're going to accomplish in life is more impressive than growing three humans. You'd be like, oh, yeah, well, you know, I'm the CFO of my company. Really? Did you grow three people? You grew three people.
I know. It's
I don't know how you don't talk about it more.
It's a miracle.
How do you not talk about that more? If I grew humans,
That's all you would talk about?
I would never talk about anything else. Never. I'd be like, hey, you want to mention it? You? Oh, yeah, that's cool. I've grown three humans. And then my body grew them, and then my body fed them. I am
and birthed them. Yeah. I know it's.
I am life itself.
Yeah, it's crazy.
It might be part of the model mm-hmm. of why it's like if men grew humans like that, our egos would be unsustainable.
Too much power.
It's too much. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Because I think as a man. That is an underlying thing there is even no matter how chauvinistic a man may be, there is a part of them is like, yeah, but I can't grow humans.
It's like letting a pregnant mom, you know, like you're like, please take this seat.
Yeah.
You know, like the point being you're like so much respect, mm-hmm. right? For what she's doing.
I mean, yeah. You see a pregnant mom, we say like, oh, she's pregnant. Well, you should be like, dude, that's two humans. Second human in there. How often do you think about your pregnancies and the fact that you grew humans?
Not often.
Yeah.
I really don't. Yeah.
Maybe it's subconscious, though, the connection that you feel to the kids.
100%. Yeah. I think for me, like, 18th birthday is, like, it's kind of like with Dude Perfect. Remember when they did the Christmas video about, oh, it's your first adult Christmas.
Right.
And you get, like... You get like an appliance or something.
Right, right.
You know, you're like a blender. Yay. Like the toys and you know like
yeah.
The gifts change in the sense that you're like okay, well now you need like you know, 18-year-olds like need like money and cars and
mm-hmm.
Cell phones and laptops and tuition. And, you know,
yeah.
like
yeah.
it's and gas like it's just kind of funny. Of course, little kids need some of that stuff, but...
They need a stuffed animal.
They, you know, they need a truck or, yeah. like, you know, a toy truck. So it's just different. It's just so different.
Your yeah. three-year-old would like a stuffed dinosaur. Your, you know, your 18-year-old wants a new Ford Raptor. It's you're like okay. I don't. It's time to go.
Yeah. Well, I mean, our son graduates in 3 weeks.
Yeah,
and he has a friend doing like a backpack through Europe trip, like in like a month.
And you can't. One of the harder things about older kids is you go like, when can I still say no, and when. When do I lose the authority here? I now, as long as they're, I think as long as you're paying for their life, you still have some authority over them.
Well, I think that's what I said to you. Like, you just have to choose when to speak into things.
Yeah.
And when to, like, save your nose, you know?
That's a good note for a parent. Parents of a teenager, save your nose.
Yeah.
Like... Maybe let them have dessert because you're going to tell them later that they can't go out on Friday night or something like that. You got to...
Like, you give them a curfew. Yeah.
Yeah.
No, I think they need a lot of autonomy in every way that you can let them have it.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Yeah.
Because that helps them grow and feel more independent.
Yeah. It makes sense.
Yeah.
Yeah. We went through... Joel was very funny to me because it's his 18th birthday, and I was like, congrats, you know, I keep him like, you can go to war now, you're 18, you know, and you go to the military, you can vote, you know, you can, we're just listening, you can buy a car, you can rent an apartment, and He goes, you mean to tell me I could go to war but not have a cold one? I was like, I mean, it's a fair point when you put it like that.
Right.
Yeah. You know? I'm not going to, you know, dispute that logic. I don't make the rules. I just enforce them.
In certain countries, you can.
That's true.
Old enough to fly to a country where you can.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. That's very true. Yeah. I mean, there's a reason we underage 21 honeymooned in Cancun. And the sweetest frozen margs you'd ever had in your life. And you're like, oh, it's getting pretty dehydrated out here again. Catching a theme here. Oh, man. Yeah, 18, yeah. Canada's the same. So, yeah. Or it might be 19.
UK is 16?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Birth.
Pretty much.
They're born
in Ireland.
They're born in pubs. Actually, they're so yeah, Joel's 18 now. I think I've come to an acceptance a little sooner. It's not that I don't love them as much as you. I just think that, I mean, again, you grew a human. You also, like, you knew him for 9 months before I did. You know, like, you were, there was a connection. I mean, I can only, I quite literally, as a dad, you can only imagine. And you see it come out every once in a while that you're just like, I mean, Greg was talking about it last week when we were talking about, like, how the dads are a little harder and the moms, you know.
Yeah.
Like, the classic example in our house is our kids leave the house and I go, shut the door. I just yell, shut the door, as Melissa's walking to go shut the door. You're like, they're kids, you know, so...
So funny.
But I mean, that being said, I'm sure at senior night or whatever, I'll probably break down and cry. So, but we're going to talk about those banquets here in a second because we got some coming up. But we had the most classic, like, keep your Mother's Day flexible plans.
Oh, yeah.
What was the original plan that we came up? We concocted it Tuesday.
I think on the pod last week, we were like, we're not going out to eat on Mother's Day. It's official. We're going to get takeout. And then we looked at the week and we were like, okay, so Joel, we have to celebrate your birthday on Mother's Day.
Yes.
Because it's such a busy time of year. And then he's like, well, the one thing I want to do for my birthday is sit down sushi. And we were like,
yeah.
Oh.
Which we did for Claire's birthday. And Mel's words were, while we're there, I hate eating out at sushi. I never want to do a sushi dinner again.
Whoops. they love it, though.
They do.
They love it. And what actually happened was Claire had, like, a little cough last week, and then over the weekend it started to get worse, and I ended up at the doctor with her on Saturday and meds and monitoring all that, and she had a performance last night, a choir performance at the Padres game. She really wanted to go, so we really needed to make sure she was, like, healthy.
Yeah.
And so that also derailed most of our Mother's Day plans. Because when you have a sick kid, like, you know, your brain is half focused on that. Yeah.
I mean, listen, when you're a parent, you got to keep your celebrations...
Fluid.
Yeah, it's... we woke up the day before Mother's Day with a plan to... go to church, to
see a movie, the Marvel movie. Yep,
and we're gonna go see Thunderbolts, and then we were going to
do the sushi dinner, yeah,
and potentially hike. That was the four big. It was ambitious.
Yeah.
In hindsight, it was very ambitious.
But we also had a heat wave thrown in there. Yeah. And
so Saturday we knocked out the hike because I think we kind of sensed that four was a lot.
It's too much.
There was a cough in the air.
Yeah. then a trip to the doctor.
And a trip to the doctor. Mm-hmm. And you're like, okay, so let's get this done. And then we test Claire. She went to bed well Saturday, but then woke up coughing pretty bad Sunday. What was it? When did we make the decision?
We were feeling it out.
Yeah.
Feeling out the cold. And so
the two of us go to church.
The movie tickets were transferable or
refundable. Yeah.
Oh, our son was at the beach all day at a sleepover.
All right. Joel had a sleepover Saturday.
He didn't sleep.
So he comes home Mother's Day, gives you flowers.
And chocolate.
And chocolate and goes to bed.
Yeah.
At like 9 a.m.
Yep.
So, he was
out too.
Yeah.
And he needed to sleep because he hadn't slept. So then two were sick and asleep. It's so fun.
We wake up. I go and get you breakfast because I don't want to cook it because I'm not a good cook. And I want to get you some spuds. So I get you breakfast and a donut. We come home and Joel comes home, goes to sleep. And we're like, well, it looks like it's just us two going to church because Joel's asleep and Claire's sick. So we go to church and we come back.
Mm-hmm.
Claire's too sick to go to the movie because you don't want a kid coughing. Gloria doesn't really want to go to the movie. And Joel's asleep. You're like, well, no one's going to the movie.
So we
went to the mall. We went to Nordstrom Rack.
Uh-huh. Yeah, and we went to North Park.
We grabbed a second coffee. Mel, this is one of the things I love about you. I'm like, go buy whatever you want, girl. It's Mother's Day. You're like, I want to go to Nordstrom Rack. You're so practical.
Well,
not even Nordstrom proper. The Rack, baby.
A good quality shirt's like $100.
Yeah.
And that's a lot of money.
Maybe even more. Yeah, well, you also, one of the things that you said about Nordstrom Rack is you go, to do Nordstrom Rack right, I need hours.
But I just did like my mini version of it. Just hit up the couple sections.
We were there. You were there hours.
I know, but I did
short. That was a mini version. That was 2.5 hours.
Now I haven't done a long version in a long time.
Yeah.
Yeah. But the long version is like you look at all the sale racks in your size and kind of you're hitting up tops, jeans, dresses. You know, athletic wear, shoes. You're doing the whole
complete wardrobe makeover.
You're trying it all on.
Yeah. $200. Mm-hmm. Keep your receipt because you can return half of it.
Anyway, it's fun for me.
Yeah,
you need a hot dog guy outside of that Nordstrom. Yeah, I mean, after now hours, we're talking. You know, now we're talking. Sport,
yeah,
I think there's a little opportunity there.
Nordstrom Rack is. It seems like it's the upgrade that you made from Old Navy. Is that right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Similar idea that you're like, everything you want is here.
Well, but it's once you start.
That being said, you still shop at Old Navy, and I love that about you.
Once you start like having a couple pieces of like higher end clothing, it is hard. It is hard.
Yeah.
Because the fabrics are just like a little bit better. No, it's not.
Oh, Mel.
Dude, I
know, I'm just kidding.
But anyways, you can find something like 40 to 50% off.
Yeah.
Like if you can search the rack, baby.
Anywhere you want to go, Mel says.
If you're open to it.
The Nordstrom Rack. Well, we got in a fight at Nordstrom earlier in the week when you were looking for some shoes.
Yeah.
We had a couple It's Not That Simples this week.
I know. Well, that's the problem is I try to pick out gifts for myself, but then I do struggle with like a full priced item.
I love that. That's great. That's like, a good thing.
That's called healthy consumerism.
I think that's called having morals.
Yeah. I don't know. It's just you're like, gosh, this is just so much money.
Yeah.
You know? And
children, having morals and children.
So anyway, yeah, it's hard. But I mean, and that's if you can be a little more open minded, then you can find something for less.
Yeah.
But it does take more time. Yeah. That's the problem.
That should be Nordstrom's phrase. If you're a little more open-minded and you have a little more
Nordstrom
time.
Nordstrom Rack.
Nordstrom Rack. You can find some time. You have to find it. It's going to take more work.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, it's new. It is new. It's not a thrift store. It is new. Thrift store, you got to go not looking for anything. The key to thrift stores is you're open-minded to whatever.
You can only be open-minded.
You only be open-minded. Yeah. You're like, sure, I could be a cowboy. You know? You're going to be very open-minded in a thrift store.
It's true.
You can't be going looking for an item. Not even a Halloween cowboy. Not a costume. I am a cowboy now on Tuesdays because this is what Goodwill had. I am cowboy.
Just change your identity.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You're like, sure, we could have all Coke bottle glassware. I came looking for glasses.
I'm into it.
And this is the set that they had.
Yeah.
We are the Coke bottle glassware family now because this is what they had.
We buy a ton of our kitchenware in
100%
in thrift stores.
100%.
I know.
Yeah.
Why not?
You're like, sure, I could have a Far Side mug. Right. It's great. It's perfect. Yeah, yeah. Sure. I could have a sailboat painting. I like sailboats. I'm open-minded. Because if you're going to, when you're shopping at thrift stores, that's your only option, is to be open-minded.
Sailboat shirt.
Sailboat
shirt. Sailboat painting.
Yep. Sailboat matches. Exactly. Sailor shoes. I'm a sailor now. I'm Cowboys on Tuesdays. I'm Sailor on Wednesdays. And I am old 80s businessman suit on Thursdays. Because this is what they had. Hmm? I've spent $11.
Tracksuit Fridays.
Tracksuit Fridays. Full Tracksuit Fridays. From a brand you've never heard of. Asics. Asics? Almost. It's almost Asics.
On Asics. Saturdays, you wear ice skates.
On Saturday, I wear ice skates. I took the blades off. They're kind of a dance shoe. But it's what they had.
And then on Sundays, you wear a snowsuit.
And work boots. Snowsuit, work boots. Steel-toed boots that have seen a lot of years. Sure, it's July, but I went open-minded, and I'm on a budget. Yes, I am wearing a motorcycle helmet.
Moon boot Monday.
No, I'm not just as Napoleon, ironically. I went open-minded. Where'd you get that band t-shirt? I didn't even know they were a band. This is what I got. You got to go in open-minded.
You just described our 20s.
Yes. Argyle sweater vest. That's what they got. That's what they got. I had an Argyle sweater vest there for a minute. Yeah.
I did too.
Yeah.
Oh, man. You can probably go find one.
Don't ask about what I'm wearing underneath. That I'd rather not share. Yes, they do sell those at thrift stores. That's where we always drew the line.
So you're running out of closet space. The good news? You don't need to stop shopping. You just need to start selling with The RealReal. The RealReal is the world's largest and most trusted resource for authenticated luxury resale. Whether it's that mini bag that can't even fit your phone or those boots you never fully broke in, The RealReal handles everything from photography and copywriting to shipping and pricing. So you can just sit back, get paid, and make room for things that actually feel like you. And with 10,000 plus new arrivals every single day from top designers like Prada, Celine, Louis Vuitton, and Loewe, all for up to 90% off retail, you're bound to find something perfectly on brand to fill that extra closet space with. Plus, right now, you can get an extra $100 to shop when you sell for the first time. Make room for what feels like you. Go to TheRealReal.com to start selling and get your extra $100 to keep shopping at TheRealReal.com. That's TheRealReal.com. Terms apply.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
You know what? Actually, I think it's because we're doing a good job filling up this episode here. I think it's going to be more fitting to talk about the end of the year banquets next week anyways, because we got two to go to. Because we have a couple of these. So we talked about what our actual mother... We had loose plans for Mother's Day. I did call my mom. It was also my dad's birthday. Joel's birthday was coming. We had a lot going on. So our plan of church, movie, dinner, hike. Hike got happened the day before. Church happened, just the two of us. Mm-hmm. And then movie got canceled. We went shopping. And then the one thing you didn't want to do for Mother's Day, we did. Mm-hmm. Because it was also Joel's birthday. And we went and had a sit-down sushi dinner.
We did.
It was good. The teriyaki was garbage. It was very dry.
Which could have been on us for ordering teriyaki at a sushi restaurant, but I mean, know, that's kind of on us. That's
I mean,
us.
In California, yeah, I feel yeah. like, I mean, mm-hmm. you guys know, California's yeah. not known for its
not
teriyaki.
Known, it's not known for
known for great sushi, but
yeah. Mm-hmm. I mean, they're both Japanese. It's a Japanese restaurant, so you would think this could maybe we could, you know, they had it's one of those ones that has ramen on the menu too, and you're like, eh.
Sometimes the salmon teriyaki is better.
Sushi's in the title.
Don't you think Japanese places could accidentally Cheesecake Factory themselves though?
100%. I do. I think you're right. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, too we many were things, yeah. we were laughing because Claire likes wontons or right?
Gyoza.
And it was $20. Gyoza?
Is that how do you say it?
I don't know.
Gyoza?
That's how it's spelled in my mind.
Yeah. G-Y-O-Z-A.
Yeah.
I always overpronounce Gyoza. That's not how you say it. Gyoza.
So it's five pieces for $20. And she needs two. Two.
Like, I'm sorry, I just spent $40 on 10 dumplings.
It's like excuse a me? Dollar a bite.
We're doing $4 dumplings here. This better be a great dumpling.
Which
president do I get mad at? If you told me which president this is their fault, I'm against that president now.
Yeah. Have you eaten out with your family at sushi?
Sort of. I did Japanese, like a ramen place in Santa Barbara with the three boys as like a fancy outing with them, you know? Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, it's like, you take a hit.
Yeah, it takes a long time.
So just envision they each ordered two bowls of ramen.
Yeah, that sounds right.
That's how much sushi is.
Yes.
Yeah, because the two teams each want two rolls.
Right.
Yep, and then plus the soup. The miso soup was $9 a
yeah.
cup.
Yeah, well, that's what we like about our local sushi place here in La Mesa. What's it called again? Whatever it's called. They have the bento box that we split.
Yeah,
which
that's
is great.
Because you get this soup. It just, you know, it's a little bit less.
The point is, Mel did not get the one thing you did not want to do for your birthday, for Mother's Day well, you did, because we're family and you got to accommodate.
Well, Joel was born on Mother's Day.
Yes.
So
it's very sweet.
You know, it's his birthday.
Melissa and I have some annoyingly wonderful things about our family that if you just want to like roll your eyes and like, you got it really good, don't you? Like, and we married our high school sweetheart. We started dating on Christmas. They're like, all right. Our firstborn was born on Mother's Day. You're like, okay, it's a little much. This is, it's hard. It's getting, come on.
All I mean
chill.
Is the day.
Anniversary's on 9/11.
Yeah. In New York.
New York, celebrating.
Yeah.
All I mean is the day. I mean, it's Mother's Day. It's always been about him.
Yeah.
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 Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you are, your Mother's Day is unfortunately like a little kid's birthday around Christmas. I mean, what are you going to steal from Jesus?
And like our friends, their firstborn was born on their anniversary.
Yeah, one's tough.
And it just happens.
Yeah.
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 So.
You talked to your mom too.
Mm-hmm.
We touched base with everybody. Mm-hmm. I don't know. I feel like it was a decent mother. It was a good Mother's Day. You're tired?
Good.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was good.
We watched a little Love on the Spectrum.
It was nice. Yeah.
We're into season two.
Well,
it's great.
You're not typically home on Mother's Day, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Like, unless Joel has playoff track, you know, it's a weekend.
Yeah,
it's,
I'm not home lot of weekends in general. So it was nice. And it is.
You're not usually home on Father's Day or
I feel like I feel very thoroughly caught up with you. Does that make sense? We've had some silences recently in conversation that I am not used to.
Well,
where I'm like, I'm running out of things to say.
It's because 9 months to a year ago, we, you know, sectioned off these weekends for playoff track.
Yeah.
And here we are. You know?
It's great. No, I like spending the time with you. It's just I don't have any new things that have happened to be like, let me tell you about what happened on this plane. Or there's no weekend recap here of me. I was in Lexington this weekend and I saw this crazy girl with this scorpion tattoo and, you know, these drunks and this guy tried to cheapskate me or meh, meh, meh. I got nothing.
You're going to Brea Friday.
I am.
You're going to.
Yeah.
Don't worry. It's coming.
Something's going to happen to Brea.
You know what I'm saying is I feel bad. I feel bad that I keep letting the conversation die.
Oh, I don't.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Great. Well, let's end on one topic here.
Okay.
Did you guys know that May is Mental Health Awareness Month?
I've seen at the Padres game. I saw. Yeah. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah. We haven't even talked about it. Went to a Padres game last night. Yeah. Our daughter's choir sings. We've had two daughters who sing in the Padres. They sing in a choir that sings at a Padres game once a year. Mm-hmm. So this is like our fifth year going.
That's great.
Right about there.
Yeah.
Yeah. Fourth or something like that.
It's great.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's really nice. Yeah.
Angels, saw the Angels. I'm very emotionally invested to either of that, the win of who wins in that game. I'm just here for some baseball. Yeah. So Tatis hit a home run. It was great. So we've gone to those a bunch now.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's kind of like opening day in Little League, when they walk the bases. So the kids all go down there and line up, and then they do the first pitch and recognize some people, and then they step onto the outfield and sing the Star-Spangled Banner. So
it's far more prestigious than Little League Day, for the record. I mean, they're like the center focus 100% of the event.
Yeah.
I mean, Little League's great. That part of it is the same. But I mean, that's like, they get more awesome.
I'll tell you, as someone who's done a first pitch, they get more than the first pitch guy gets. as they should. It's the
they
national
do.
Anthem.
And they announce the three directors and the school.
I thought last night was the best they'd ever sounded, too.
They sounded really good. And they, you know, they pan the camera on all kids, which is really nice.
Yeah.
So I think it was, our daughter's a fifth grader. Again, she was sick over the weekend. We were like, we got to get her healthy. They were hyped. They all show up together in their outfits, and then they just start like losing it. Mm-hmm. You know, they're just like running around. Like, they're so excited to perform and to see each other at this Padres game. Mm-hmm. And so that was so fun. And maybe it's their age too, you know, fifth grade. They're still kind of having fun. And they, after the performance, our daughter and one of the girls wanted to go to the playground.
Yeah.
Some of the
funny
some
story
of them
went down on
to the
this
playground
one, actually.
And,
yeah.
And that was super fun just to see him running around. And when our oldest was like in seventh, eighth, it was like, who am I sitting by? And can I go sit with my friends? Mm-hmm. And so it was a little bit more like lighthearted.
Our daughter and her friend wanted to go visit or wanted to go down to the playground, and we were like, okay, we'll go do that. We'll fall on the sword, we'll stop watching the game, and we'll go walk all the way down there. And then
we were in the very back of the stadium,
and we figured we were just gonna leave from there, down at the park, and just from Gallagher Square, and just head out. And they were like, you know what, we'll walk that daughter back up, and we won't make that mom come down here. And the girls were like, we can get ourselves back up. You're like, there's no way that you're going to figure this out. It's very complicated. Bad story long. We get a call. We can't find the girls. We get a call from the mom. It's like, so the girls are back up at their seats. We totally lost them.
We lost them.
Now, they're 11. They were fine.
Yeah. One of them had a cell phone.
Yeah. What I was going to say, though,
it's pretty funny.
May is Mental Health Awareness Month. And I will say, as parents in the modern era, I'm very grateful to live in the era that we do, where these things are acknowledged and validated, and doctors listen and parents listen and teachers listen. It makes me very grateful for our children to live in the time that they live, you know?
Yeah.
And I would also say that it is a real jerk move to put it during May.
See, I was thinking the same thing, but I actually think it's wise.
Yeah? You think it's good that mental health awareness is in May, the busiest month for parents?
Yeah.
Why?
Mm-hmm. Because it's not something else to do.
Yeah.
You don't, like, not another, like, task on your to-do list. It's more like just do whatever you can to, like, you know, take care of each other.
Mm.
You know, or be mindful.
That's nice.
You know,
yeah.
Like that people are stressed out.
Yeah.
You know?
Hard disagree.
Anyone in a different direction there, yeah.
I get it.
I think it's exactly what you're saying. It feels like another thing on the to-do list. Oh, and I have to care about how I feel?
Yeah.
Oh. And be aware of how other people feel because they're holding it too?
I know.
Okay.
Yeah.
I totally agree with you. When I saw the slide at the Padres game last night, Mental Health Awareness Month, It didn't make me offended.
Yeah.
I was like, that is nice.
That is nice.
Like, I liked it. I don't know. I don't know why.
Loved it in March.
I totally get what you're saying. I was like, no, it is good that it's talked about.
Yeah. Well,
because
of course,
there's such stigma, and it didn't feel just like a token, like, oh.
Yeah.
It also slide.
I did. It is. There were a lot of, like, because there's so many like days and months now, you really see that at a baseball game where you're like, they're really throwing a lot in here. Like, we did a thing to the troops, San Diego, of course. We did a thing to the firefighters.
Yep, got recognized.
We did like a mental health one yesterday.
Nurses.
And was there nurses last night too?
Yeah,
last night was nurses night too.
Our neighbor, I found our neighbor. She's a nurse. She was there with her work.
Yeah.
That was another one they had. Oh, the basketball team was there.
They were there. Yeah, there's a lot of salutes at a game.
Uh-huh. It's either, it's not AAPI this month. I think that's usually in April, but it might be Filipino American Awareness Month. Yeah. On top of that.
When's breast cancer awareness? Is that one coming up?
I thought it was February.
When
did
the bats turn pink? I feel like I've seen some
November.
Pink bats, yeah. There's a lot of months. Hard to keep track of all.
We did it for volleyball. I think it's November.
Yeah.
I think breast cancer is November.
Yeah, it is AAPI month.
Mm.
I was like, I know there's something that I'm in particular supposed to be aware of.
Yeah. What do you think the equivalent to what's the closest we ever got to a mental health awareness month when we were kids?
Dare? Drugs?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Don't do drugs.
Don't do drugs.
Don't do drugs.
Yeah, that's true.
I think so.
Yeah.
I think that was maybe like reading Rainbow.
Yeah.
Like reading's good for your body.
mental health awareness in the 90s was like, book sit it. Still.
Book it pizza.
Don't hang out with those friends.
Yeah.
Peer pressure.
They tried their best. And even that was progress, honestly.
Honestly. Yeah.
All right, guys. Well, thanks for tuning in. We appreciate you. Bye.
Bye.
Hey, everybody, want to give a special thanks to our As Essential As Oils patrons. That's our $25 a month and up. Thanks so much for supporting the podcast. That is Adam Bush,
Avril Griffiths,
Allison Nelson,
Andy and Darlene Gerton,
Bonnie Galindo,
Brandon Schoenberger,
Carrie Teague,
Chris Finn,
Christopher and Bridget Finland,
Code to Grow,
Courtney Eibling,
Damaris Diaz Stevens,
Daniel Owens,
Dave and Melissa Cox,
Dave Hoagland,
Dustin Daly,
Jason and Francis White,
Jen Thurk,
Jonathan Rivera,
Jordan Cowan,
Juliana Smith,
Lori Amos,
Lauren and Nick Rachel,
Matt and Sam Slosdung,
Michelle Carlson,
Nick Cordell,
Norman Perron. I'm sorry, Norman, you're the best. You're my favorite one.
Preston and Rachel Wilson,
Rachel Kennedy,
Raina Camps,
Robert and Nellie Capin,
Scott Elliott,
Stephen Menya,
and Tiffany Payne.
Thanks so much, everybody.
Thank you.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs 21+. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.